This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Luke Lapala, the CMO of eCoiners, the centralized platform for retailers and consumers.
Your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Tell us, Luke, if you would, what are the principal advantages of eCoinMers?
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks so much. Yeah, so eCoinMers is the world's first decentralized and tokenized marketplace. So think of it as an Amazon, an eBay, an Alibaba, but there's no centralized team. And it's all run off of blockchain technology and smart contracts. Yeah, so some of the advantages of eCoinMers are because we have no centralized team, the inherent costs are much lower. So when Amazon popped up, everyone thought, you know, oh, these are the lowest prices around. It's so convenient because I can order, you know, anything I want. But what they don't know is that retailers are getting charged quite a bit to sell on their platform, and you know, retailers need to keep the lights on, so they need to pass you know, those costs along to their consumers in their products' prices. So without a centralized team, we slash costs across the board for retailers, for consumers, and anyone else doing business on the platform.
Also, how is eCoinMers disruptive in terms of benefiting merchants and the consumer?
Yeah, so for merchants, for you know, selling on Amazon, they have to pay usually around 5 to 10% of the product's price just directly to Amazon, just for the you know benefit and the opportunity to sell on the platform, and in some cases the you know commission can be much higher than that. And so without those rules in place, we offer a lot more transparent rules to retailers, and also we give them full ownership of their digital assets. So let's say you're a merchant on Amazon and you're selling a widget. You spend all this time getting beautiful product photos, beautiful videos, you know, spend time, you know, trying to get your customers to write reviews of your products. And you have this gorgeous product page and storefront. And then you accidentally violate a term in the 19th clause and fine print of the Amazon seller contract, they can completely shut down your store without any heads up, without any warning, without even telling you why. And then all of that blood, sweat, and tears and money you put into your storefront is just out the window. It's not really yours to own, even though you invested in it. So with the blockchain and with eCoinMers, all of our retailers and merchants' digital assets will be 100% owned by them. They can do with it as they may. If they want to sell their store to a different company, they can. If they want to lease out, you know, product space on the front page of their store, they can. And it just it makes a whole lot more sense to us that if you're the one putting all the time and money and effort into creating a storefront, you should be able to own it just like you would in, you know, a brick and mortar store. Just not that case with digital storefronts in today's e-commerce marketplace.
Absolutely brilliant. Today we're joined by Mr. Luke Lapala, the CMO of eCoinMers, a decentralized platform for retailers and consumers, which uses blockchain technology, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now tell us, why is decentralization important to this discussion?
For a couple of different reasons. So without a centralized team, just imagine Amazon. How many employees does Amazon have? Thousands, right? And obviously all those people aren't showing up for free. So Amazon has to pay all of their employees. And, you know, that's a huge amount of money to put out. And that money has to come from somewhere. And a lot of that is the fees I mentioned earlier to retailers. That's, you know, how Amazon keeps the lights on. And so without that, you know, multiple thousand person team, we can cut costs quite a bit while, you know, offering the same type of experience and then some. So we have much better incentives for customers to help businesses, whether they're an influencer who wants to, you know, help spread the word on their social channel. They can get incentivized via, you know, referral programs or just direct payment from the store owner, or just something like customer service. You know, you see those questions answered and asked on Amazon product pages. There's, you know, that's just kind of all out of the goodwill of those people doing it. There's not really any incentive for a customer to go on Amazon and spend their time to answer other customers' questions. But with e-commerce, there will be. So you can incentivize people to, you know, interact with your page, share your page, help other customers, write reviews, etc. And all of that's done with no centralized team. It's not up to us. It's up to each store owner or each influencer to kind of make their own path. And so on top of the lower costs, we also have better incentives for the community to, you know, interact with each other and help each other. And then also one major flaw with Amazon is it kind of destroys your interaction, your CRM with your customers, because since it's being, you know, sold through Amazon and fulfilled by Amazon, you can't, I think you get one follow-up email after a customer, you know, orders your product, and you kind of got to cram everything into it. You know, oh, do you like it? Do you have any problems? Here's some other products you might like, etc. And if you don't play by their rules, you're out. And so this will allow each you know, store owner to be able to interact with their customers and, like I mentioned before, incentivize their customers to help spread the word, help other customers, make suggestions, write reviews, make videos, and everything in between.
Finally, Luca, how do you envision e-commerce permanently transforming the marketplace for the good of all?
Yeah, so blockchain technology in general is going to transform almost every industry out there, including e-commerce and the way we shop online. So kind of all of the above of what I've mentioned before. You know, if you're a social influencer, you're going to have better incentives. You're going to get paid more for the work you do to help brands, you know, spread the word and drive traffic to their product pages. If you're a retailer, you're going to have more transparent, more fair rules for, you know, selling your goods digitally, and all of your digital assets will be owned 100% by you. We, you know, won't revoke your entire storefront for no apparent reason and leave you with absolutely nothing. And then for consumers, you'll get better prices and you'll get better buying options. So say you want a custom office chair, just for the sake of example, with some specific, you know, add-ons and specs and yada, yada, yada. In today's e-commerce marketplace, yeah, you could do a whole bunch of research and look around and try and find a manufacturer to make a one-off for you, but that'd be hugely expensive. That would cost way more than any, you know, office chair or widget you'd want to buy. But with e-commerce, you can group together. You can do a group buy where you can, you know, put out on the message board or elsewhere and say, hey, I'm looking to buy XYZ product. Who else wants one? And as you group together, the inherent cost of that custom product will go down drastically. So on top of lower prices just for, you know, existing products, you can also have a whole lot more options and kind of put out like an RFP for custom products that you want to buy.
Well, Luke, we certainly appreciate your introducing e-commerce to the audience. I think it's awesome what you have in place here. Where can listeners not only take advantage but get further details online?
Yeah, anyone can go to www.ecoinmerce, that's E-C-O-I-N-M-E-R-C-E MERCE .io to learn more. We also have a very active Telegram channel. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and all of the above. So feel free to connect with us and ask any questions you might have.
Sounds like a plan, and we'll also include all links attached to this broadcast for the listeners' convenience. Again, Luke, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Luke Lapala, the CMO of eCoinMerce, a decentralized platform for retailers and consumers, which uses blockchain technology. And to learn more, visit eCoinMerce.io. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.